11. Josefina López San Martín, journalist and senator. During the Civil War, many women were members of political parties and got involved in the fight against fascism. Many had to go into exile once the war ended, never to return. Those who did mostly tried to live a quiet life, while others continued fighting for their ideas. Born in 1919 in Barcelona, Josefina López became a member of the Spanish Communist Party in 1932 and also joined the Unified Socialist Youth in 1936, where she was part of the National Executive Commission. When the war ended, she went into exile and was taken to a concentration camp in Oran, Algeria, from which she was freed and taken to the Soviet Union. There she studied Slavic and received a doctorate from the University of Moscow. It was in this city that she worked for 25 years as a journalist for Radio España Independiente, popular known as La Pirenaica. She returned to Spain in 1967 and studied a degree in philosophy and literature at the University of Madrid. During the transition, she was a councillor at the City Council of Castelló, representing the Communist Party of the Valencian Country in 1979 and the Socialist Party of the Valencian Country in the municipal elections of 1983. She was a member of the Women's Democratic Movement, then became General Director of Social Welfare for the Council of the Valencian Country between 1979 and 1982. In the 1986 general election, she was elected Senator for the province of Castelló, representing the PSPV-PSOE. Within the Senate, she was a member of the Committee on Foreign Affairs, Industry and Energy, as well as member of the Senate Committee on Relations with the Ombudsman and Human Rights. She died in 1989.